Okay, good evening, everyone. Continuing Hilchos Talmud Torah in the Rambam, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Aleph. And part of why it is necessary for us to be mechazik our appreciation of Limud HaTorah, our Batas HaTorah, living a life of Torah. Of course, we find ourselves towards the tail end of Sfiras HaOmer, inching closer and closer towards Kabbalas HaTorah. So it's a Limud HaTorah that's the Iker, living a life of Torah, of course. The Rambam tells us, "B'shloish k'sorim nichturu Yisrael." We know, as the Mishnah tells us as well, that there are three crowns that crown Klal Yisrael, that crown the Jewish people: Keser Torah, v'Keser Kahuna, v'Keser Malchus, the crown of Torah, the crown of Kahuna of priesthood, and the crown of Malchus of royalty. Keser Kahuna Zocha Bayaron. We know, as the Pesukim tell us, that the Keser of Kahuna, the crown of Kahuna, was given over, is through the Hemshech of Aaron. Keser Malchus Zocha by David. So can tell us that the Keser, the royalty, the Malchus of David, of course, that is the Sheresh Adover, but here's what's essential. That's Keser Torah HaReimunach V'Oimed U'Muchan Lakol, the crown of Torah, the jewel of Torah. It is presented, it is available, it is standing, it is ready, it is for one and all. Everybody, it's Muchan Lakol. Everybody has a shaychus to it, has a chelik, kol Yisrael. Everybody has a chelik in Talmud Torah and Olam Haba as a result. Shenemar, and this is, of course, part of what we learned last night. The psukim that we teach our youngsters as they begin to talk. Shenemar, Torah, Tzivolonu, Moshe, Marasha, Kilas Yaakov, Marasha. That it is a Marasha, it is a Kilas Yaakov, it is our inheritance, it's our heritage. And so therefore the Rambam says, call Misha Yirtzi, Yavav Yitol, anybody wants it. Everybody has to want it. Everybody should want it. It's part of who we are. It's the essence of our existence. So it's call Misha Yirtzi, Yavav Yitol, it's Marasha, it's part of who you are, part of our heritage, and it's available for everybody. Unless the person think otherwise about the value of Torah, the Rambam later explains, Ein lecha mitzvah b'chola mitzvah kulan. There are, among all the mitzvos that are enumerated, expressed, and taught, 613 of them in the whole Torah, in the whole corpus of our Torah. So it's none of them, shekula keneged Talmud Torah, none of which are equivocated to the mitzvah of Torah study. Now we should know that Talmud Torah is keneged kol mitzvos kulan. Of course, that's a bit of an esoteric statement. What does that mean? But suffice it to say that if the Rambam thought it was important for us to know that Talmud Torah is keneged kulan, the Limud HaTorah is keneged kulam, all of the mitzvot, so therefore we understand that it is extraordinarily important. He explains, why? Shetalmud mevi lidei maisa, because you know that when you learn, it brings a person to, it's not just learning for learning's sake, for the intellectual stimulus, and for that excitement, but it's rather al yidei maisa. We learn it, and we live it, and we do it. Lefichach, and therefore we understand, he concludes, that Talmud koidim lemaisa b'chol makom. Learning is more important than doing anything, because learning brings about a better understanding of what it is that we're supposed to do. To learn it without doing it, it's not a complete package. And therefore, we are mechazik our limud ha-Torah, our connection to the study of Torah, specifically during this time, which influences throughout the course of the year. Rabbi Hanani ben Akash.